Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. And I'll tell you, I am so excited about this theme that has come forth by the Holy Spirit, that in 2022, God is calling us and He's going to empower us and enable us to be joyous overcomers. Yeah, we will have some tribulation. We will have some difficulties and some challenges in this coming year, maybe some that we've never faced before. But greater is He that is in you and in me than he that is in the world. And as Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be upbeat, be joyous, because I have overcome the world. And He is sharing His overcoming life and power with us. So no matter what we face in this coming year, He is going to enable us to walk through it with joy and be joyous overcomers. Now, yesterday we were talking about the joy of the Lord. We talked about Nehemiah 8:10, how Nehemiah said the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we talked about how, you know, some years ago, I came across, and maybe this is happening, I'm sure this is happening more than we know of, but a huge write-up in the Tulsa paper about one of the highly respected large hospitals there in Tulsa was sponsoring a laughing seminar for all of their doctors and nurses and hospital staff, because modern medical research has discovered the incredible health benefits of laughter, of joy. So my friends, do not let Satan steal your joy. There's a passage, we talked about joy being a fruit of the Spirit. It comes from within. It comes from our relationship and our fellowship with the Lord. It's not based on our circumstances. It's not based on the kind of, yes, we all enjoy having good things. But my friends, if your joy, if your peace, if your satisfaction is based on things in this world, you are going to be a miserable person, because even if you get those things, they do not satisfy. Only Jesus, the old song says, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And when you really know Jesus and you have His overcoming life and power in you, you will experience joy even in the most adverse and difficult situations. 1 Peter 1:8, Peter was writing to people of what he called the diaspora. And in other words, it was the Jews that were scattered in other parts of the world outside of Jerusalem and Israel. And they were going through a lot of persecution that he speaks to them about. But he also makes this statement, which I found incredible. And this is 1 Peter 1:8. He said, whom having not seen you love, talking about the Lord Jesus, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. That's the New King James. The Old King James says, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, joy inexpressible. You know, I've experienced that at times. I've been experienced times driving along in my car and just experiencing so much joy that I just bellow out and shout at the top of my voice, because I'm experiencing so much joy rising up from my inner being, rising up in my soul. And so, though you do not see him, Peter said, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Oh, my friends, if you and I will determine that this year we are going to be joyous overcomers, I believe that we will see and experience that joy inexpressible, full and full of glory. And what a testimony and witness that will be to the world around us and to those who do not know Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:4, Paul, writing from prison, knows the importance of guarding the joy of the Lord, not letting Satan steal your joy. And he wrote to the Philippian church, the Philippian believers, that say the ones in that city where he had been beaten and thrown in jail, and they had seen him rejoice in the midst of a very difficult situation. They had seen Paul, that he was a joyous overcomer. And now writing from prison in Rome, he says to them, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Oh, my friends, God wants us in this year to be joyous overcomers. There's a passage, powerful passage, Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3, I want to read. And it's related to the coming of the Messiah, who has already come, who has done his work, who has provided his atoning death on the cross for all of humanity, who will receive it in faith. And this is telling some of the benefits of it. And Jesus quoted this and applied it to himself at the beginning of his ministry in Nazareth. But there's a part of this I want to read that I don't think is there in the Gospels. And in Isaiah, it's verse 3. But I'm just going to start reading at the first of Isaiah 61. And you will recognize this. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor." Yes, this is what Jesus was quoting there in the synagogue of Nazareth at the beginning of his ministry. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Now, Jesus stopped there purposely because this was a clear summation of his present purpose at that time and his ministry. But now I want to keep reading because the rest of this is appropriate now for us at this time as a result of his redemptive work and his glorious resurrection. And Isaiah goes on and says, "And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise in place of the spirit of heaviness." Anybody today, maybe you're bowed down with mourning because of loss, because of tragedy, because of difficulties and challenges that you have faced and you face. God is ready if you will turn to him with all of your heart. He will give you beauty for your ashes. He will give you the oil of joy for mourning, and he will put a garment of praise upon you in place of that spirit of heaviness. Why? Because he has called us to be a joyous people. He is calling us in 2022 to be joyous overcomers and fulfill the words of Jesus to his disciples in John 16:33, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be happy, be joyous, for I have overcome the world." And he is sharing his overcoming life and power with you and with me. So no matter what you have gone through today, turn your eyes upon Jesus. As that worship course says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And you will know, you will experience his overcoming life and power being made manifest in your life, out of your innermost being. Jesus said it like this. He said, "The one who believes on me, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Water is a type of the Holy Spirit. And in his Holy Spirit, in his Holy Spirit, is that overcoming life and power. My friends, We are not going to escape difficulties in 2022 unless the Lord chooses to come and rapture us out. But he hasn't done that yet. You see, we're in this world. And so we're in this fallen world, so we're going to experience some difficulties, some challenges in 2022. all but the greater one is living in us. And joy is a fruit of his indwelling presence. Be of good cheer. Be joyful. I have overcome the world. And so in 2022, God is calling you. He's calling me to be joyous overcomers. And he will give you, he will pour out upon you that oil of joy that will cause the mourning to just be washed away and to be healed and covered over with that oil of joy. And he will give you a garment of praise. He will cause praises to come from your mouth. Even as Paul and Silas, in their midnight hour, he will cause praises to come forth from your lips. And in 2022, you will be a joyous overcomer. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on another episode of the Awakening Podcast. We are being awakened to joy.